I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission this Tuesday, October 15, 2013, to order and offer an opening prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all good gifts, especially that of thy Son, the Lord Jesus. We ask, Father, that you grant us wisdom today, that we might, Lord, go about the business of the people as we make decisions on their behalf. We ask this in thy name. Amen. Commissioner Strahan, if you will offer the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there any commission remarks this morning? Not, we'll enter into the formal agenda. Clean Water State Revolving Fund Grant Award. Would you gentlemen like to join us? John, would you like to join us? I'd like to read a brief letter from the Department of Natural Resources. Which is addressed to myself and the Taney County Commission. The Missouri Department of Natural Resources Water Protection Program Financial Assistance Center is pleased to offer the enclosed financial grant award to Taney County for construction of a regional biosolids drying facility for the budget period beginning November 1st, 2013 and ending October 31st, 2016. And it asks us to please carefully review the terms of the grant financial assistance agreement, as there are many requirements associated with the grant funding. There are separate attachments that address Clean Water State Revolving Fund compliance requirements. To accept the award, please sign the original grant financial assistance agreement. The assistance is described herein as being offered and accepted effective upon signature of authorized officials. By signing the agreement and forms, you are committing to follow and comply with all the terms and conditions. And then what is further listed is those terms. And conditions. And there are places for signatures. Melissa, would you like to also join us, if you will? Have a chair. And before doing so, let me note that the official business I believe we need to take today will be a motion from the County Commission to sign the grant award, in other words, accepting the grant from the Department of Natural Resources. Mike, I'll start with you all. Do you have some comments to make? If so, please do so.
Accumulation of a lot of effort, especially you, the County Commission. Rick Ziegenfuss was very instrumental also in getting this grant to this situation. It's a wonderful thing. It's been called a game changer. It's been called a legacy project for the county. We're very excited to be here today and have been part of this program.
I think I mentioned my thoughts on the grant and how it was going to work last week, but I will take care of do the financial part, meet the terms and conditions on that part of the grant as soon as it's effective and we're ready to go.
John?
I, like Melissa, you know, we shared quite a bit of information at our presentation last week, but one of the things, you know, looking back over the 10 years it's taken for this to come full circle, to be here where we're at today, beginning with Larry Van Gelder, Rick Ziegenfuss, mm-hmm. Mike Zimmerman, and you know, the other gentleman that's involved in the program, it's a great thing, I believe, for Taney County. You know, one of the things, you know, the 12.5 million gallons of liquid biosolids that's distributed each year is going to be condensed into 200 truckloads of dump truck material that don't require a DNR permit to be stockpiled. That's pretty amazing. It's going to be an amazing piece of equipment in operation for the town. Dave Wilderig was the other person I was trying to think of. That was a big part of that.
Danny, Brandon, any comments?
Are you ready for a motion, sir?
I am ready for a motion.
Motion for acceptance of the Clean Water State Revolving Fund grant to be awarded.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve and accept the Clean Water State Revolving Fund grant by and through the Department of Natural Resources. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Mike, if you'll assist me in all the places that I'm supposed to sign, we'll take care of that right now.
You did not say that it is a $3 million grant.
Well, it's pretty quiet on my comments because it seems like we've covered this every other week for over a year.
First place.
And Nikki, if you'll come down and join us and pick up these grant papers, I'll make sure that you get all the acknowledgments that are necessary on this award.
Would you do me a favor and relate to me how you got that meeting set up with DNR?
It's been so long ago, I don't remember, Mike.
Well, I kind of remember it.
Set up.
No, we're done. Just for the record, what happened was I think there was an energy grant being awarded to the county, and officials showed up, and even the governor's representatives were here. And this one man from the Department of Natural Resources said, "Is there anything else we can do to help you? Let us know." And you took him at his word, and this was like on a Thursday, and on a Monday, we were at Department of Natural Resources, and we walked in, and you got the head of DNR, looked at his staff, and said, "Gentlemen, I got to go. This is a working project. You guys figure out how to fund it." And with that, he gets up and leaves, and the staff just looked at us and looked at each other, and here we are.
I think one of them said, "You got a pretty good cheerleader there." Yes, I remember. and it's been exciting ever since. There was a lot of work prior to that, I might add, that there were a number of people that were seeking this grant for a long time and this particular project.
So. We had some difficult times with the Clean Water Commission prior to that.
I think that's all that's necessary regarding this particular issue. Again, for the record and for everyone's edification, John Soutie will be the contact person regarding this project, and the individual that will be handling the grant and all the paperwork will be Melissa Duckworth on behalf of the county. So they're going to be our two stars that are going to handle this project. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you all very much.
Mr. Travis, thank you. I didn't see you sitting there. Sorry. Payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 337084 through 337167, warrants 5853 through 5857, and two transfers, one for postage and one from 911 to elections.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve checks number 337084 through 337167, warrants number 5853 through 5857, and two transfers, one for postage and the other from 911 to elections. Discussion? All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. previous meeting minutes.
Move to approve meeting minutes dated September 16th and September 30th with corrections.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve commission meeting minutes dated September 16th and September 30th with corrections. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Monthly budget report. Mr. Finley, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Dave?
Good.
Got this just the monthly budget report that I send you every month. Don't know that there's anything unusual about it. We're getting late enough a year that most of the departments you can tell about where they're going to be at the end of the year, and most of those are going to be within budget. There's a couple that are going to be over, but as a whole, we're doing real well, I think.
I'm curious, and I apologize. I could have looked at this figure based upon what you sent, but I didn't. How are we doing in comparison to expenditures and revenues in the overall budget? I know you said pretty well, but are we?
All the budgets together or just GCR?
Just GCR.
GCR right now, Ron, it's from the beginning of the year, we were at 9.8 as a balance. And now we're at 9.7, so we spent just a little bit more. We expected to spend a lot more than that, so we're in pretty good shape.
I'm going to turn it down. Sorry.
Donna, I think the bird got out of your bird cage over there. So right now everything's looking really good.
I'm pleased.
Part of that is that we've had some larger expenditures in some areas that came earlier in the year, and that'll even out as the last 2-3 months, hopefully, pass.
I think this next month is, I say traditionally, and it happens, but, you know, this next month, I believe, will be one of our larger tax revenue months. Usually it is. And again, when I say that, I'm not telling what's going to happen, because it's just not predictable.
Truth. Isn't that the truth? Gentlemen, any questions of Mr. Finley?
One thing, if I could, I did have a couple of constituents talking to me about the River Run Park being closed. They were really frustrated with that, and I know you guys are too, but I relayed that right on to them, and I felt like you guys were as frustrated as they were.
Is there a way you can work that into the monthly budget report so we can talk about it?
I don't know. You might have come talk to me in jail, because I really wanted to get that cut down there.
Thank you. Next order of business is bid recommendation for propane. Mr. Erickson, Mr. Hayes. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Good morning.
This agenda request is the result of bid number 201309-241 for propane services. It was a bid that Road and Bridge requested routinely that I released on September the 11th. It closed last week, and as routine, we opened the response that we received. We only received one response. And as a result of that one response, which was extremely higher than what we had seen in the past, Randy and I have met and discussed options while at the same time looking at all of the costs that we had accumulated over the previous 12-month period via the previous awarded agreement. And the expense for what we had spent did not exceed the required limit for bidding purposes within a 90-day period. Given that factor, combined with the lack of responses that we've received, and looking back to previous year responses, I had the same issue then of sending out bid invitations, making phone calls, and requesting participation, and even then it was difficult. This year, only one. We're here this morning to recommend that you all make a motion and vote to reject this bid, and that would allow the Road and Bridge Department to then shop their needs by calling and getting the best possible price at that moment in time based on propane costs, and fill our tanks when we need to based on what the best price is at that time. I feel confident that that process would not come close to require limits for bidding. Would you like to add anything to that?
Our current previous vendor that we had under bid currently has tanks at two of our locations. We own the tank at one shop facility. That may be a little bit of an issue. If we do price it out, that company may want to set their own tanks, and depending on what we can do as far as pricing and how often we will need propane. Just working with that, some companies won't put propane in other companies' tanks. That's one of the issues, kind of the reason we bid it, also as a courtesy. But with the one response and it being quite a bit higher than what we were paying the previous year, that
we feel it's in the best interest of the county to go ahead and reject this bid and allow Road Bridge to purchase on it as need basis. I have documentation. Like Randy says, it's a courtesy. We've put this out. We've called the vendors. Some of them have said they're just not interested because our requirements require them to lock in pricing for a certain amount of time. Others have said that they just missed the dates, and there's just a whole litany of different reasons why they haven't participated or responded. Worst case scenario, we saw our needs increase. There are state bids also available that we could piggyback on if we had to, if we reached a certain cost limit.
Tell me again how much we're spending on a 90-day basis.
Well, it was $7,200 over 12 months. So it was about $2,700 over a 90-day period is what I averaged out, which is about half of what the bid limit would be.
So recommendation is that we
reject this bid.
Reject the bid that was received on this propane proposal and allow you two to work with it as best we can, is what you're suggesting.
Correct.
And as long as they keep us within the limits of the law and the bidding procedures, I think it's in the best interest of the county to pursue the lowest possible price that we can get at any given time.
Right. Which is a lot lower than this one response we got.
Motion to reject propane bid number 201309-241.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to reject bid number 201309-241 as recommended. Discussion? All in favor of the motion for rejection, please say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
But there's not. No. That was the second.
Ron, it's a... request to proclaim it as National Geographic Awareness Week for November 20th, 17th through the 23rd. I guess they sent two copies of a proclamation.
It's not on the documents that we've got here.
Yeah. I think they're looking for it upstairs right now.
Let's set this off for a few minutes, if that's all right.
Yep.
Next, we have an update for University of Missouri Extension. I don't see anyone here as yet. Then we have a National Geographic Alliance, and the ladies are looking for that proclamation. Let's go to court orders. Donna? Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, as you can see, that first section that we have are all due to the occupancy law. These are properties that are increasing in value due to completion after BOE. Then we have two residents that were burned, and those dates are in here. Two of them were classified with a split value, but it is fully residential. And then another four more that are new occupancy. The lot that's 0442 is a refund because they had a land value already on. And there is a new exempt status being removed from one parcel that was previously owned by Forsyth School, now is owned by an individual. We have two SID parcels that need to be dealt with. It was basically an error in the SID program, and we need to take these out so they can be put in correctly.
I just was asking as I'm sliding back and forth here, are any of these properties, none of them were at BOE previously, were they?
Not to my knowledge. I don't recognize any of those names. But these are all new occupant. Are you talking about the occupancy, Ron, or are you talking about the properties that burned? The occupancy allow.
It's all occupancy.
Most of it is occupancy, yes.
For those that are just going on the book, is this a valuation that is prorated, so it's only the valuation for the balance of the year, or is it for, and I'm assuming that's what it
that's
would be.
My understanding, yes.
Okay, so if I look at somebody and they've got a $1,000 valuation, then more than likely it's going to be four times that total valuation if we're looking at the last quarter, for example.
I would think so.
Okay. All right.
Again, that's the business of the assessor, and this is my interpretation of what he's given me.
And when it says beginning residential value and ending residential value, is this assessed value or appraised value?
This is all, this should be all in assessed.
Okay.
As you can see, just if you look at a couple of them, the first one had original value of $1,420 and is now going to $8,790. So they're adding on the value of the structure that's been there. And you can see that all through here. Some of it is showing changing from their property was all ag and is now going to residential.
Okay, on the last two, without even stating where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
Are these full-size lots that we're looking at here that are assessed at $1,050 in that area where I'm trying to remember if the lot valuations were around
These are corrections that we're not changing the value. We're just trying to correct the SID program. It was a problem with the program. If you'd like, the collector could probably explain that to you better than I can.
So this deals with the SID and not the property valuation?
The SID, not the valuation.
Does the County Commission have anything to do with the SID?
Well, I thought we should have a record of it. That's why we're bringing it to you, so that we have a record other than my office just correcting it.
Okay. Then the reason I ask that is I don't think we have any, the Commission has any authority over the SID. So, but you want to make it a matter of record?
Well, we're making the correction, and you order me to make the correction, so that it is something that's being ordered by the SID, and we're just fixing it. Because once it's entered into the program, I can change it without coming to you, but I like to have a record. So
should we exclude this from our vote and yet leave it as part of the record that you have presented and have made the correction? I'm just asking because
that would be fine if you prefer to do that, but I would like your record to show that we're going to make those changes.
I'm asking, okay. Does that make sense? Am I?
Yes, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, it
I'm
has
on that
to be
matter
done.
Of record. That's the first time you said I've made sense in a long time.
Do you want us to get a clip of that recording for you?
Yeah. Discussion, gentlemen, regarding what's been presented by the county clerk.
Do we approve this as Exhibit A, removing but keeping a matter of record the last two? Do you want those numbers and entered into
the
record?
If that's the way you want to do it.
Well, I'm asking. Actually, I was asking for guidance on that, Donna, if in fact it should be included in the motion. I don't have any opposition to that. I just didn't know.
I don't know that there's anything statutorily that requires you to do it. I just like to have a record anytime I'm adjusting the tax book. So this is my way of proving to the public that I'm not taking an action that the public's not aware of. That we don't have a written record showing that the adjustment was made.
Ron, I was just going to give the numbers and exclude them from the
Exhibit A?
Yeah.
At today's date?
Right. Because I don't believe that's any of the County Commission's authority. The numbers in question.
Let me tell you what we're actually doing, Danny. We're taking the bill out of the system and then putting the bill back in with the corrections for the SID. So actually our adjustment like we would do for an abatement, but it's not a value that we're changing. It's correcting the SID file. But to do it, I have to actually take the old bill out and put a new bill back in so the system will allow me to make the change. Does that make sense? So we're not changing any values. We're just not values that the county puts on. But to for the system to allow me to do it, I have to take it to zero and put it back in.
But the SID itself is not a function of the county commission. The SID is voted on by the citizens and the collector and clerk and assessor has the process of applying that on, and I don't see that it's part of our, and I might be wrong.
I'm just trying to let you know it's your tax bill I'm taking to zero and then putting back on at the same values, and then the SID will be corrected. But I'm fine with whichever way you want.
Well, I'm just going to enter those two numbers into the
okay.
Motion, but have them not applied
Exclude them, and then she has her, it'll still be part of the record. That's right. What you're saying. That's okay. Fine.
Number 201040444 and 201040445 to be excluded. And a motion to accept Exhibit A with today's date.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to accept, approve Exhibit A with today's date, excluding numbers 201-40444 and 445, but to leave them as a part of this record. Discussion? Did you have some comments about this, Don? I just saw that you came. Okay. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Presentation regarding surplus tax sale funds and unclaimed check funds. Don?
August 26th, we held our annual tax sale. We had a total surplus of $90,654.67, and according to Statute 14230, it requires a surplus to be presented to the County Commission for record, and this money has already been turned over to the County Commission on October 2nd.
And if I'm reading the statute correctly, gentlemen, it falls upon us to approve the statement that's presented through the Treasurer's Office to the County Commission. Is there a motion? Let me, at the top of the page, write in Exhibit B with today's date.
Is the motion for acceptance?
Approval, specifically.
Approval, mm-hmm. Specifically. Motion for approval of the Treasurer's surplus tax sale funds. And do you want to do the unclaimed checks at the same time?
No, I think that's separate, isn't it?
Okay.
You need it as Exhibit B?
As Exhibit B, yes.
What's today's date?
Yeah.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve Exhibit B with today's date. Regarding the surplus as presented by the Treasurer to the County Commission on same date. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Next, we have unclaimed checks turned in to the Taney County Treasurer. You did that on October 3rd, I think.
That is correct. The account at Great Southern has been closed, and after numerous attempts and notification, we have turned over the funds to the County Treasurer.
We make this as Exhibit C with today's date. And is there a motion?
Move to approve Exhibit C dated 10/15/2013.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve Exhibit C, which is unclaimed checks turned over to Taney County Treasurer from the County Collector. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Thank you. Back up to the paperwork in front of us from the Missouri Geographic Alliance. There is a proclamation that we have been asked to enter into that states, whereas geography has played a defining role in the settlement, history, and cultural heritage of Taney County, our nation, and humanity, and whereas Geography Awareness Week will be celebrated November 17th through the 23rd, 2013, to promote geographic literacy in schools, organizations, and the community to help us understand the interconnected geographic makeup we share with the entire world, and whereas the management, use, and exchange of geographic information is essential for effective decision-making, and whereas Geographic Information Systems, GIS Day, is November 20th, 2013, and whereas Geographic Information Systems, GIS Technologies, are a powerful tool for supporting emergency services, homeland security, economic development, environmental protection, crime mapping, health care, long-range planning, and much more, and whereas extensive efforts are underway to meet the need to promote GIS awareness, education, and technical training among various groups to most appropriately and wisely use this rapidly developing technology, and whereas Taney County is committed to expanding GIS to the schools and general public in order to showcase real-world applications with GIS. Now, therefore, we, the honorable members of the County Commission of Taney County, do hereby proclaim Wednesday, November 20th, 2013, as Geographic Information Systems Day throughout Taney County. Gentlemen, that's the proclamation that we have been asked to approve. That is one of them. Is there a motion to approve the proclamation as read?
So moved.
Is there a second? I'm calling your old teachers.
Second.
All in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carries. There's also a proclamation by the honorable members of the County Commission of Taney County that states, whereas the week of November 17th through 23rd, 2013 has been elected Geography Awareness Week, and whereas the world is increasingly interconnected and interdependent, but too many students lack understanding of the world's geography within and beyond our country's borders, and whereas Geography Awareness Week promotes geo-literacy and education in the nation's schools and communities, which is an essential part of a 21st century education and has been a congressionally mandated week since 1987. And whereas teachers, students, and communities across Taney County will gain further understanding about how our world is made up of interconnected human and natural systems, with special emphasis this year on the 2013 theme of exploration using resources developed by the National Geographic Society, the Missouri Geographic Alliance, and other committed organizations during Geography Awareness Week and throughout the school year. Now, therefore, we, the honorable members of the County Commission of Taney County, do hereby proclaim November 17th through 23rd, 2013, National Geography Awareness Week throughout Taney County, and encourage all citizens to participate in this special observance with students sharing in their geographic research and academic achievement.
Motion for approval of the proclamation is read.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the proclamation as read, declaring November 17th through 23rd National Geography Awareness Week. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
We should send their board a proclamation, see if we can get them to read it.
University Extension. Gentlemen, is there any other business before we have the budget hearing, which is scheduled for 10 a.m. Let's stand in recess until 10 o'clock, at which time we'll have the budget hearing.